This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, let's get to it. He's back from Sugar Creek, Ohio. He's freshly eclipsed. He has reached the point of totality. Rico Beard rejoins us. How was your trip? How's everything? Are you ready to rock?
Yeah, I'm ready to go, man. Yes. Sure.
Where are your glasses?
They're at home.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Pretty sure we can show you what we thought of your activities yesterday on the big board a little later. Let's just get into this.
But I did take some photos for you.
So oh, I can't
I'll
wait.
Send them to you.
Sure, I'll get right on that. So we have the Red Wings game of the millennium that we're going to get to. But you have one thing you want to talk Tigers about. Comeback win today. Bednar implodes in the ninth. They get a much needed win because largely they were trash for these two games in Pittsburgh. They steal one today. You got to have a half a dozen of these at the end of a year if you're going to win a division. You got to straight up, feloniously, you have to steal
you do.
Half a dozen games.
When you look at the fact that, you know, the homeless A's came in here and took a series and just, you know, in the final two games, just almost blanked you. You got to run. Congratulations. But I did. I said, can you go 7-4 to start the year off? And guess what? They backdoored their way into 7-4 today, the comeback victory. Can't be angry because that was the goal that I set to start the year off. You're playing bad teams. You beat the bad teams. Now, what's next? What's the next benchmark for this team? Because I look at the month of April. 20 games left. Fitting we played the April in the D. You got 20 games left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? 7 games against the Twins. 4 games against the Rangers, 3 games on the road at Tampa, 3 games against Kansas City, and then you got 3 games against St. Louis. Those teams, a lot of them are like kind of where you are in the middle. 13 of the games of the 20 are right here in Detroit. That's my next benchmark for this team. Where are you at the end of April? You were 7-4. Can you at least... Mike, is 13-7 asking for too much?
No, not if you're any good. I mean, the Twins suck.
Right.
You got like 50 games against them coming up.
Right. You got four here, and then you got
We're losing them. The Eclipse got them.
You got four here, and then you got another three there. So that's seven games.
I don't think you're wrong. I mean, for me, I can't even get to the number. See, you're not gonna like what... I know you listened a little bit yesterday on your drive down to Sugar Creek. It was more, my first checkpoint
would be. By
the way,
I just want to let you know how much I hate you, but we'll get into that later.
You're welcome. Man, I need him to be watchable. Yeah, you won the game today. I mean, it was an hour and 57 minutes of garbage, and then I got about 6 minutes of fun. The reality is they're not watchable. This offense is bad, And every pitcher not named Skubal is a major question mark. Like today, hey, Mize got helped out by Riley Green in a big way. The reality, Casey Mize can't miss bats.
They're not watchable. But here's the thing. I did hear you mention this. It's games like this that may be the difference with you winning a division or not having to play in game 163.
Especially on the heels of what went down against the A's this week. And I agree with you totally. I'm fine taking the wins, but you're asking me, like, what's next? Yes, 13-7 the rest of the way for a record that would be, what, 20-10? Or 20-13 or whatever? Yes, I mean, show me a nice...
20-11.
Yeah, show me a nice start to the season. We can work out some of the problems down the line. I know for me to get really excited, they've just got to basically be a different team because you're not going to win games this way. But, no, I don't think you're wrong. Listen, you know my viewpoint on expectations. I think this town is very low on them. This division is so bad. I watch more baseball than anybody. These teams are awful. If you're telling me the Guardians are the best of the bunch, which currently they are, they have question marks. One of their best arms is now dead in Shane Bieber. You know, they have an offense right now where Angel Jimenez is like hitting like Babe Ruth. Is that going to continue? The bottom line is the rest of these teams are bad. So, Rico, no, you're not wrong to have that expectation. You know, the St. Louis Cardinals have a cool logo and a rich history. I don't think this is a very good baseball team. They really struggle to score. So it's like, all right, no, you're not wrong to say, Mike, go 13-7 over the next 20. Build on the 7-4. No, I don't think you're wrong to say, hey, be 20-11, be 19-12, be 18-13.
I was about to say, to me, the floor is 17-14. That means you win 10-10.
I can't do that.
No, you went 10-10. No, no, but because you jumped out to this lead to start off, that's why – these games against bad teams were so important because it allowed you the equity to build up that when you hit the slump,
yeah,
you still had a little bit of wiggle room. So 10-10 to me is the absolute worst that you can do. You cannot finish the month in these next 20 games with a losing record. You have to at least win 10 games. Now, I would like to see more than that because then once we've said it before, division is yours for the having.
Or at least...
Whether your general manager believes that or not, you should be able to win this thing, okay? You get Minnesota. Minnesota's not a good team this year.
You got a lot of bad teams on the schedule.
Let's take advantage of them.
You play who's on your schedule, and therefore, Rico, look at it this way. If through the first 31 games, you're 20-11, all right? You've allowed yourself to play 500 ball in a different 30-game span, and probably still be in this thing.
Right.
Or, God forbid, you have a bad 30-game set. You play 4 or 5 games under. It's not going to ruin you. Look, I just...
Because I can't understand that this team has this... I don't know if it's a sense of urgency. You saw it today where they all of a sudden scored a bunch of runs in the ninth. They score runs in extra innings. It's like, okay, guys, it'd be nice if you just did this in like the second inning.
Look, I'll give Green credit for the walk and Urshela hit a ball. I mean, a couple of them are bleeders. You got Bednar hitting Torkelson. You got Pittsburgh's manager inexplicably not walking Carpenter to get Tobias. You take the gift. No, you just take the gift. But like, I'm not going to sit here and act like all of a sudden this was a real scoring parade. You stole the game. Get the hell out of there. Because getting swept by the Pirates, that doesn't work. That's ridiculous. Especially the way they played last night.
Yeah, it was funny.
I think 13-7 over the next 20 would be a real positive sign. Real sign, like, you know what? And I would assume, this is dangerous, assumptions kill. I would assume if they go 13-7 in the next 20, the offense will have picked it up. That they will become more watchable. We'll have less of Jack Flaherty bad.
If the weather gets warmer, the bats will warm up.
Well, and Maeda, notoriously bad in April, I'd like to think he can pick it up a little. Look, man, it's a long year. But I don't think you're wrong to have an expectation that at the end of April, be 7, 8, 9 games over 500. That's how I look at it. You can't play the schedule. In baseball, you can more because it's a lot like the NBA. A lot of the teams aren't trying.
Mm-hmm.
It's just reality.
So, yeah, I'm not looking past into May and June. I'm looking at the next 20 games. You got winnable games on your schedule. 248-539-9797. What's your new benchmark for this team? I said 7-4, and my goodness, they barely made it. But as of right now,
they made it.
They're 7-4. What do you do next? Because I say 13-7 to me, man, that's you finished out the month strong. Yeah,
you had the best April in what? They haven't been above 500 in April since 2016. I believe you're right. I'd have to go back further to go, all right, well, when's the last time they were 9 games over? Look, that's part of unwinding your negative image. You gotta eliminate some of the bad things. You gotta be able to accomplish stuff. Like we saw the Lions do it in Living Color.
Mm-hmm.
You want the respect, you gotta start doing things you haven't done. So yeah, I don't think it's unfair. I don't think it's crazy either. The pitching will be fine. I understand every starter not named Mize has gotten touched up here the second time through. I don't think they're that bad. Okay? I don't think the pen is this good. I mean, but the pen is good.
They're getting the job done.
It's a matter of, is this lineup, how much better is this lineup than what they're giving? And I don't have that answer. I really don't.
Yeah.
Because if you're intent on Mark Canha carrying your baseball team, you may as well pack it up.
Well, you got Gio as well.
Hey, God bless. Yeah. I mean, I loved him as a part-time player with my Yankees, but that's not an everyday limits. Third base.
Right. They have limits. So, yeah. 13-7. That's what I'm looking for.
I would love to see it. And I think it's within the realm of possibility.
Worst case scenario, because you did the 7-4, I can even drop it down to 10-10. Still leaves you at 17-14 at the end of the month. You're still above. You're north of 500. You got a little bit of cushion.
Do you at least understand, and I know you weren't here yesterday, it is very hard for someone like me who's held the opinion, not only about the way they went in the draft, but what they didn't do in the offseason.
Oh,
and now that we're seeing it actually play out, not just you, because you're right. Ugly 7-4 is better than a pretty 4-7. I get that. But when you're watching this division, where we had an inkling, all right, this division's going to be bad. Shane Bieber's dead. Royce Lewis is dead. The White Sox never should have broke camp. I mean, you start to look at it. Rico, they're 10 games into the year. You know how many runs the White Sox have scored?
How many?
16.
Wow.
It's hard for me to be like, man, what if they had done so? I mean, you could.
No, it angers you.
That's the
same,
hard part.
The same way I felt, the Lions, it was like, man, what if you would have added that extra pass rusher? Would that have been the difference maker?
Maybe.
Right, because it leads you to speculation. Like, man, you were so close. Why not take advantage? Because in this world of sports, man, sometimes you're given this perfect scenario, but you got to take advantage of it. And I don't feel like Detroit's taking advantage of this division, of this scenario. Yeah.
There's an element to the team. I think some of it, like, the way they're winning games is not sustainable, but there are elements of it that are. I mean, defensively, I think they're good. I do. Pitching, good. I don't know that it's going to be great, but good. Pen, very good. The pen right now is damn near unhittable. It's this lineup. How much better can this lineup be than what it is? I don't have that answer.
Yeah.
I have doubts, but we're going to find out.
Well, I will say this. Yeah, I like, and we've said this before, you're basically, you're handing the other team an extra set of 3 outs because every time you put Javi Baez out there, you're saying we can see 3.
Well, hell.
You might as well put the pitcher out there.
It's kind of him and Parker Meadows. You're basically handing 6 outs, 7 outs. So that's a bit of an issue. And then obviously, if a guy like Torkelson's going to scuffle the way he has, I know he had a single today, but you get my point. It's just, you have time, and as long as you're able to grind and win and steal a game like you did today, you have time to figure it out. Hell, man, there are teams like Toronto right now for the talent they have. They're playing awful. I'd much rather be 7-4 than 4-7. But ultimately, I think you got to begin developing stuff you can believe in. Things you can plant the flag and go, this is who we are.
And I guess I'm looking bigger picture. If you can stay north of 500, if you can be competitive in this division,
could you force Scott Harris to actually have an expectation of winning? Because
and the fact that maybe you go out at the trade deadline and you're a buyer.
I would love it. And that's all I'm begging for is, can we get to 4th of July in a command position?
And now you can go out there and you can get a bat or two. to add to this lineup.
We're fine. We like our flexibility.
You know, because you could have got had two bats and you not have to trade anybody. But yeah, sure.
248-539-9797. We'll get a couple of phone calls in the mix. And yes, Red Wings game of the millennium. We got to get to it. We also have thoughts on a national title game. Hey, boiler up.
We were close.
I hate Purdue.
We were close.
That school that should be shuttered.
That was the team that I picked at the beginning. And
good.
Like, oh!
Let it burn. 97-1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wings fans, we got you covered. We'll get to it a little later. It is the biggest game of the Yzerman era and maybe a little fun angle outside of the Lions. Leave it alone. Between the Tigers, the Red Wings, and the Pistons. Tonight's game against the Caps is the biggest regular season game, since ... When is the last time we had a regular season game of the millennium?
Outside of the Lions.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to it. We got lots to do. And we're going to get to UConn. And I do need one segment between now and six. I got to get your thoughts on Calipari. It's the wildest damn thing I've ever seen. That's all.
I sent you the message and you're like, okay, wow. Now go enjoy your time with Captain Kirk.
That's it. Not quite the same words, but yes. All right, let's go to Connor, Lincoln Park. Connor, how are you? And Connor.
Connor.
There he is.
Hello?
I hear him. Connor, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How about you, fellas?
Not bad. What's on your mind?
All right, well, first thing, I'm happy the Tigers won, all right? But second thing, I hope Bobby Baez is hurt and he just goes and rehabs in Puerto Rico and he doesn't come back, honestly. That's point number one. And point number two, what is Scott Harris talking about? He came, yeah, bad division, right? But he came in second place last year. How do you not have higher expectations for this year?
All right, are you referring, I just, Connor, for the rest of the people who might not be clued in, are you referring to his interview with Chris Russo on High Heat?
That I believe so, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We have the audio and I'll play it. Basically, Scott Harris said we haven't earned the right to have expectations, etc. I was annoyed by it, Connor, big time, but we were going to save that for tomorrow. But go ahead.
I apologize.
No, don't apologize. Let's talk.
Well, I mean, I mean, it's obvious he doesn't have expectations because he brought in two major league career average bats in Gio Urshela and Mark Canha, and he brought in the dead body of Flaherty and a guy that throws 89 miles an hour on the bump. Like, what are we doing?
No, Connor, I'll tell you what it is. I know you won't like it. I don't like it. He doesn't have a boss. You think the owner cares? You think the owner is heavily? You think the owner had his feet up today watching this game, chewing his fingernails, hoping a bloop fell it? Come on, like you're not.
Oh, no.
That's not what we're operating.
Walk in and say, "Hey, Team won.
Who won the match today? So it just
All I know is his father is rolling in his grave watching him drive this baseball team into the dirt. That's all I know.
The thing we got to hope for, and you know my feelings on hope. I'm not a huge fan of it. You got to hope Scott Harris ends up being right long term. You get a bunch of scrubs and you have this miracle thing. But overall, I just, until or unless I start to see four or five real bats. I mean, like, look, I'm not even going to use teams like, forget about the Yankees, the Dodgers, stuff like that. Like, hell, look at Baltimore. Look at how Atlanta has built themselves. I mean, pick a franchise that's worth watching, okay? Look at the Diamondbacks. Guys, where are the bats? And unfortunately, like, look at what you did this past summer. You drafted a high schooler instead of taking a guy ready to play.
You need some of these players to blossom. You need a couple of players to be early bloomers so you could say, yep, okay, I now see why you have faith in these people and why you think that this is going to work. But right now, it's like we're watching a pot trying to boil, like, okay, anytime now, do something.
I can play the audio for the people. I really want to do it tomorrow, but let me at least, if you're listening and you're like, what is Connor and what are the guys talking about? You finished second in the division last year. Not last. You didn't win 53 games. Now the expectations aren't different than last year. We haven't earned the right to expectations to talk about playoff berths.
Just gonna roll with the young guys.
Here's the other one. The thing that scares me most is what I've been telling you guys. Yeah, we got to rely on the veterans we brought in. All right, so we're relying on Mark Canha, Gio Urshela, Carson Kelly. Okay. In the words of Liam Neeson, good luck. I'll enjoy it for what it is. But I just feel like there's so much more there. Mm-hmm. Like, we really, I don't understand again, the lack of urgency by this franchise.
If you were going to do that, then why not just, you know, go after J.D. Martinez for a year? Since you want to rely on veterans, bring him back.
They like their flexibility in their DH spot. Don't you listen? I'm being sarcastic, but that's how
dude. I mean, he is relying.
This is Moneyball. You have to accept it. Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill aren't here, all right? But that's what this is. I hope you understand it. The difference is the manager doesn't fight you on it. They're all aligned. They want to have a big box of Legos and figure it out every night. That's fine. They can do whatever the hell they want. It's not my money. But I don't have to like it. And look, Rico, yesterday, phone lines were flooded with people saying I'm happy they're winning, but I don't enjoy it. This isn't enjoyable. No. And it's not sustainable. So, today, look, last night they were dreadful. Today they were dreadful for eight innings. And you stole one. And I'll always take it. It's a freebie. It's like finding a dollar on the ground. You'll take it.
Right.
But that's not sustainable. And it wasn't enjoyable.
No, because you're almost waiting for the other shoe to fall, bottom to fall out and say, okay, here we are. Now, we started off this way. I guess if you look at it kind of like how the Pistons started off 2-1, and you thought, okay, maybe this is going to be different. No, it's not.
248-539-9797. We can get more of your phone calls on it. We don't have to be exclusively Red Wings. So if you have Tiger thoughts, please. If you have thoughts on what you heard there with Scotty Harris, it's just something very simple to me. Why is it okay to not have expectations? When you hear that from your president of baseball operations, I think that's pretty scary.
Yeah, he punted. He basically punted this season.
Sure.
Is what it sounded like to me.
Now, hopefully this team forces him to rethink that strategy. That's our hope. If you're a fan like me who wants this team to be good, wants playoff baseball, wants a stretch drive.
I couldn't believe what I heard. I was like, wow, he just conceded this year and said, yeah, we're not really expecting to do anything because we're not in that position yet. What?
Hey, let's just focus on the task at hand. I'm like, all right, sick. 97-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.